Mrs. Tossell lived near William Morris, Lord Nuffield, when he was building his first car, and he and another neighbour, Alfred Keane, used to spend every evening working rather mysteriously in a shed at the back of the military college in Cowley. So Mrs. Tossell used to sit with Alfred Keane's wife for company.
Now, did they tell you what was going on in this shed? What did you think was going
on? Well, we did not know. We really didn't know. And used to have a laugh about it, you know. And I used to sit there and I felt as if I must go. I really must go. Well, the last night that they decided that they got on so well with it, it was about 1 o'clock in the morning. I said, I must go now. It's no good. I really must go. So they came in. They said, oh, don't go for a moment. We want to show you something. And they took us out in the shed. And they said, what do you think of that? That's what we've been working on every night. Can you realise what this is? This is our first engine. Oh, and of course, we were very thrilled. You know, and he said we were the first two to see it.
Now, when did that engine get inside a car?
Well, after that, they had what they call a chassis. And they had to put that on with just the four wheels. And the driver sat in the front and with just the engine. It was all a skeleton.
But you don't know where he got the chassis from?
No. But they might have made it, you know. They might have made it. They might have done out there, you see. But they didn't tell us that. It was the little engine they were so thrilled about. But they put it on and got out into the road to try it. And they used to keep coming up and down on this thing for days and days.
Can you describe what it looked like?
Well, now, have you seen the children? Have you seen children playing on a piece of board with four wheels?
Yes.
Well, that's all it looked like. And the engine was in the front.
And what sort of a speed did it do?
Oh, not very quick, of course, at all. But it gradually got on and gradually got on. And then from that one, they got ever so many. And that's how they did their testing, all in front of our place. Days and days they went doing the testing on. But that was the first one I saw, you see. It was strange. It really was, because it was horses and carts in those days, you know. So just the horses and there were no cars about.
So when you went into Oxford shopping, you went by...
walk.
The safe way.
No, there was no transport whatsoever, you know. We had to walk and we had our own bicycles. I've been out and we used to cycle everywhere, more or less.